أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ونزلنا من السماء ماء مباركا فأنبتنا به جنات وحب الحصيد والنخل باسقات لها طلع نضيد رزقا للعباد وأحيينا به بلدة ميتا كذلك الخروج الآيات before this Allah سبحانه وتعالى invited us to have a look towards the skies and deduce from there the Qudrat and the power and the might of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Continuing, Allah says, وَنَزَّلْنَا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً مُبَارَكًا, and we send down from above waters that are blessed. Blessed waters here means waters that are beneficial. The benefit of water has been placed by none other than Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He has created water. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the entire cycle of the formation of clouds, etc. Allah has put the qualities of benefit in water. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have so desired, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala could have put qualities of harm also in water. But this is a very great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَأَنْبَتْنَا بِهِ جَنَّاتٍ وَحَبَّ الْحَصِيدِ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we cause to grow through this water different gardens, different kinds and different types of gardens. Some may be fruit gardens, others may be large and huge gardens, some may be small gardens, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created all this through water that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed and created within it benefit. وَحَبَّ الْحَصِيدِ, and also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused grain that would be harvested also to grow from it. In other words, not only would the earth look beautiful, but there would be benefit for man in that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept his sustenance. Now some of whatever grows in the ground, the grain, etc., some are very close to the ground, others would grow higher, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the higher ones, and Allah says, وَالنَّخْلَ بَاسِقَاتٍ لَهَا طَلْعُ النَّضِيدِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and these tall date palms, for it is patches that are in clusters, in layers, one above the other, that when one looks at the date palm in itself, there is beauty upon beauty, leave alone the fruit that would grow on it, the dates that will grow on it, that is apart from it. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created it, and in His natural beauty, it appeals to humankind. And all this, Allah says, رِزْقًا لِلْعِبَادِ. Allah created all this as a means of sustenance for the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As a matter of fact, for the whole mankind, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has kept this system. Allah has kept this nizam that Allah will send down the rains, Allah will send down the waters, and then things become lush, people will irrigate, people will harvest, and from this man will eat his sustenance. How great Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, and again, how much dependent we are upon Allah Rabbul Izzat. وَأَحْيَيْنَا بِهِ بَلْدَةً مَيْتًا. Again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places this emphasis on the fact that the lands were all dead when there was no rain, when the rains had stopped. Everything had become yellow and everything began to fly, but it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that brought it all back to life, and one single creation of Allah, and that is water that was used by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to do all this. How dependent we are on this ni'mat of Allah Rabbul Izzat, how dependent we are on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. But Allah says, كَذَلِكَ الْخُرُوجِ. O insan, this is how the khuruj will take place. This is how the extraction from the grave will take place. The resurrection from the grave will take place. Like that, you see this cycle year in and year out, and yet you doubt about your death. After you die, your body will decompose and you will be resurrected. How can you doubt this when you see this happening year in and year out? This great qudrat of Allah. It, because we take it for granted that this is the cycle, we forget that when Allah withholds that water, the entire cycle comes out, entire cycle will stop. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His grace, through His mercies, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down the rain. كَذَّبَتْ قَبْلَهُمْ قَوْمُ نُوحٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now turns to our Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the people of Makkah had been insolent against you, they've been arrogant, they have disbelieved, they have raised objections against the very fundamentals of Islam. They raised objections about Tawheed and the oneness of Allah. And in these ayat, they raised objections about the resurrection on the day of Qiyamah. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or rather consoles Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that again this is another cycle, a cycle of disbelief that continued from the beginning of man, that before them, before the people of Makkah, the Qawmi Nuh, the people of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, had disbelieved in Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam and his message. Was Habur Ras, and the people of the well. Ras is that well that when it is dug, nothing is placed on its sides. In other words, the wall on the side of it is not built, but it remains like that, and people will extract water from it. Now who are the people of Ras that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to? Some have explained that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Hazrat Salih alayhi salatu wasalam to his people, and then they disbelieved in Hazrat Salih alayhi salatu wasalam, that is the people of Thamud. And when the adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had come, there were a handful, a little group that had brought iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so they were spared from the adab of Allah. Some narrations indicate there were up to 4,000 of them, and they went with Hazrat Salih alayhi salatu wasalam, and they settled by a particular well from which they would draw water and they would earn their sustenance and they would live like this. A time had come thereafter that their children, their offspring began to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sent warners to them to warn them and to invite them towards Allah, but they did not accept Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had also destroyed them. So those are the people of Ras that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about, wa Thamud, and the people of Thamud to whom originally Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent Hazrat Salih alayhi salatu wasalam, wa Adun wa Fir'aun, and also the people of Ad, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Hazrat Hud alayhi salatu wasalam, Fir'aun, to whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, wa Ikhwanu Lut, and the brotherhood of Lut alayhi salam, that is the people of Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, they also disbelieved in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa Ashabul Aika, Aika refers to tickets, to whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent Hazrat Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam, they also disbelieved in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa Qawm Tubba, and the people of Tubba, we discussed Tubba in Surah Dukhan, that some of the Tubba were servants of Allah, they were pious, etc. But their qawm and their communities disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kullun kadhdhaba ar-rusul, all of them had denied the Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam. Fahaqqa wa'id, and the wa'id, the threat of Allah, the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala became true, in that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had destroyed them. Afa'ina bil khalqi al-awwal, coming back to the very original theme of the verses before, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked the question, now are we tired after we created the first creation? After we created you, O insan, did that tire us out? Obviously, it did not take much effort for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to do all that. Balhum fi labasim min khalqin jadid. The reality is this, that they are in deception and doubt with regards to the new creation, and that is the resurrection on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.